It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Any computer hooked up to the internet is a potential victim of malicious hackers. Of course, it's one thing to be hacked on a desktop PC. It's quite another to be hacked in your car, traveling at 70 miles an hour with a computer that controls your brakes and steering. Yoshi Kono is part of a research team studying car computer security at the University of Washington. He says, don't freak out. Yet,
I would say it's actually very unlikely that someone will be injured due to a hacker compromising the car, at least today. But it is true that the modern car is becoming pervasively computerized and wireless networks are being connected to the car. And if we don't start addressing the computer security risks with a modern automobile today, then the risks would increase in the future.
Now, you're unlikely to download a virus from a web browser in your car, but Kono says there are other ways for bad guys to get in.
Some cars have telematics units that can call 911 when the car gets into an accident. So one potential way for someone to compromise a computer in a car is to actually call the car's built-in phone number. There are a number of other ways as well. For example, a car receives satellite radio signals. Those could potentially be an entry point for an adversary.
New holes in car security may also come from our collective urge to be amused, says Bruce Snell. He's a researcher for McAfee and part of a group that's been testing onboard computers.
Car manufacturers are putting these things to keep us entertained while we're driving, which, you know, if you think about it, there's one thing you should be doing while you're driving, and that's driving.
Driving the car, yes.
Yeah, not watching a DVD or, right. You know, checking Facebook. But people seem to want these things, right? And so, you know, an automotive manufacturer traditionally has the expertise of building a vehicle.
But not necessarily building social media apps or video streaming services. Still, if buyers want those things, car makers will build them.
Doing that, it actually does leave a little bit of, a little bit of a security gap because you can't guarantee that these people have done their due diligence when they started originally building this equipment.
So how good is security in cars today, right now? Yoshi Kono recalls a car he recently investigated.
The automobile we studied had security moderately equivalent to the security you'd find in a desktop computer in the mid-1990s.
Kono says that while car computer security has been an afterthought, all hope is not lost.
Back when the desktop computers were being designed, again in the 80s and 90s, they weren't pervasively networked. They weren't on the internet. And so they didn't think about computer security as much as they do today when every computer is on the internet. The same thing is true for the modern automobile. When it was originally designed, it was not connected to other computers over the internet or anywhere else, but that is changing now.
And now we'll just see if car makers and security experts can evolve faster than the bad guys do. Presenting
Tech Report Theater.
Producer Larissa Anderson will play herself. I will play myself.
Bold casting.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Hey, Larissa, I'm going to need some help getting in and out of the studio today, just doors and stuff.
Yeah, I would think so, considering you're just an iPad attached to some sort of robot with wheels.
Oh, you noticed. Yeah, it's this new thing called the Double. It's a robot built to go to work while I stay home. So I'm at home on an iPad video conferencing and moving around by robot. Who put that wall there?
Always been there. How much did this thing cost?
$2,000 plus two iPads, and they're selling out.
Well, why not just work from home and send emails? All the time setting it up, the expense, and you can't even open doors.
But robot. So good idea.
Not good idea. Watch what happens when I put you on your side and walk away. Bye, John.
Hey, come back. Could someone lift me? Hey, okay, point taken. And scene. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Get Marketplace any way you'd like every day, right here on your local public radio station and on marketplace.org, Slacker, Stitcher, Flipboard, and iTunes.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.